Begin the current daf. Mesekta with the zara daf samach beis. Begin the beis. Begin the tesmata. Begin the gemara. Heli peris l'Yerushalayim l'chalik. Bring up the fruits to me Yerushalayim to divide it. Okay, that you can't say. Why? Because that's like selling my sasheni. But also limka my sasheni, and you know, I'll sell my sasheni. Now, the habim mishnayis machiches b'mesekta's my sasheni. Many mishnayis in mesekta's my sasheni prove the asl asischer b'my sasheni, and I'll do business with the produce of my sasheni. Now, Mustab, it's logical. The chomidi de imes chal alav, the anything that you cannot deconsecrate the ma'aser sheni produce onto, zeus chayr hasurboy. That's the business that's forbidden to do with ma'aser sheni produce. Vein meschal al davar chil b'shtia. Now, it can only be deconsecrated onto items that are foods or beverages. Ketanah, we learn the ma'aser sheni in the second parak. Ma'aser sheni nitin lachila shtia v'sicha. Ma'aser sheni can be given over for eating, drinking, and for anointing, which is like drinking. Says so Tosafot, question: how difficult? Dot number say perikam of the ma'aser sheni. We learned in the Mishnah at the end of the first parak ma'aser sheni. Ain loichim mois ma'aser sheni. You cannot purchase from the monies of ma'aser sheni. Be'mit tameya non kosher animal b'chul etc. Mashmat sounds like komal bushin mutarin. But things that are not non kosher animals like garments that it sounds like would be permitted. But it's not awesome. Like we learned the Mishnah in the fifth parak. We learned the satim menu lemeis. The vidu ma'aser is the guy says, oh, I didn't use it for things like for a dead person likech la'or mitachrichen to purchase for him a coffin and burial shrouds. Holachai. But it sounds like for a living person similar to a dead person, which is garments, then mutter would be permitted. But that's not food or beverage. The Hashem says the chol oisim mishnayis, all those mishnayis are materials that permit, that, like we're saying, even not food or beverage, that's biblical. Rabban and Asru call yon ischayr, but the rabbis forbade all type of business. Because the mitzvah actually to make a shlamim out of it. Discussed in Mr. Meister Sheni in the first parak, fourth Mishnah. And also come Lefroya by Schar Palm, and they also said it's forbidden to pay up the wages of the workers with it. But these Risham is a brother in Shammi, the Shasa Gamkin Lachai, that's forbidden also for a living person to be the maze, some to a dead person, the Mabbik Lamakra, and the Lunar from a Pasig. So it's not a smacht by Amahuts. No, it's really only rabbinic, as we just explained. But that's just an allusion to it, a hinting to it from the Torah. And Rabbi Yehuda Haymakshaz, Rabbi Yehuda asked on this, the Amina and Beperkel Ma'arvin, the Gemara says, Erevin of Chazayim Abayz, Mikrov, Ma'apazik, the Menasata Kesef, that you should give the money, which is in regards to what you do with the money, and the Ma'aser Sheni money in Yerushalayim, the Dersh Kloli Prati. They expounded in the way of Klal Prat. Lermabin, we don't include Elo, only what could you buy with the Ma'aser Sheni money. Pretty Mepri, Begaduli Karka, which is things that are fruit from a fruit, and it grows from the ground, which is lachila for eating. But something that's not eating, this rabbi, we don't find it to be included. I thought we just established that it would be okay like garments. So the difference is that it appears to explain the chamokim shemitzinu had to likach men shum daber. Anyway, we find a permissibility to buy with it anything. That's only if the monies will retain the sanctity of the meiser in the hand of the one who's taking it. Like we find b'shmita produce perik lulav agos asukid of memalav menaf mishish leisela shal shvius v'chulu. Whoever has the money of shmita, the b'inshtei shvius be'alakeh, we have to say that the money will retain its status by the one who buys it. Wherever we find a prohibition of purchasing by ma'aser, and the chilu that's called chilu specifically. Because that's deconsecrating, Lisa Mois Chul Mi'ar Lekech. You want the money to be unconsecrated in the hands of the buyer, that's going to be like we're saying specifically eating and drinking, because that's chilo, that's different than what we're saying, well, the money will retain its sanctity. Then I can say, Smasel, that begins Gimelcha, Chamorah, the Nofshe Grayu. The donkey drivers, they make a lot of money, Pirish. Now, the Baravchud Tvei, so they make a lot of money, but Domet Tvei Leschai, and therefore that's why it's more comparable to doing business, which is again, what the prohibition actually is. Next says, "Master, begin this gemara. Schar le'stam yin mahu. What's halacha if you're hired to do work with stam yin, not yain nesa? Now, like it's chilav adi asal estaka b'stam yin. So, to this point, definitely initially, it's prohibited to do to get paid to do work with stam yin. Because the main le'elik we send up nindav amibeis. The le'ishari lidruch ma'vikachav megas. We didn't let you press with the non-Jew in the wine press. Ilo itzayir liyade if they didn't tie his hands." The question, however, is if the wage would be permitted after the fact or not. But again, of course, initially, you can't do with him because even if nothing was done with it yet, we say he shouldn't be doing work with him. Next, says Matzah, beginning the words of the Agar La'arvis L'Stam Yenim, where he hired out his boat for Stam Yenim. So it's Tayshah's statement to one, the Ma'iraya, maybe Ma'arva. What proof is he bringing from the boat, Lapoyal, to a worker? Shani Hassan, there it's David the Novish Agre. You know, you make a lot of money renting out your boats. But the Melacham Aron, it's different similar to the case of the donkey drivers. Yeshlam Tzitzit, we say, no, ki lohoya aschar ki ma'at. No, that was only a little bit of amount of money. La benor cotton to just pass a small revolver compile, and therefore, it's similar to the case of the worker. Makes this matter begin the words of Gemara, like, k'milinu v'lev dirinu. So, burn it and scatter it, pirish, b'libbe kebri. That's the Gemara's question, even without burying it. On that, Mesham, the Gemara answers, no, asla zavli, might come to use it as fertilizer. I've had le parach, why didn't the Gemara subsequently ask, v'l'kalinu v'lev dirinu be kebri, why can't you burn it and scatter it in a cemetery? Dasam le shaykh asla zavli, where they're not going to run to the concern of using it as fertilizer, get the chesed, like it says, bazim lochem beis, v'yashlech asafara, al kebri ben yam, that he threw its earth on the grave of the people. You see that there's no concern about using the what was forbidden as burnt in the cemetery. Says no, the Hebrew kept a binyan. That's talking about by a grave which has a structure. No, that's forbidden to have benefit. Here it's a cemetery, just open ground, which does not become forbidden. By the grave of Rav, they used to take earth from his grave for one day old fever. You see, it's obviously not forbidden. It says master begins gemara asla zabuli. No, it might come to be used as fertilizer. Mitem it says mabakach. What's the problem? Habeskin leelbo. We previously ruled on daf mitem and rav kriyab yisi demazev. He says zebes a goyer mutter, that it's okay when you have two causations. That zebel the iso. You have the prohibited fertilizer. Now it's not only fertilizer that causes things to grow, but karka the hetz. You have also the ground which is permitted. That's okay. No, initially we have to determine the words of the rabban shacholkalav who disagree with him. That they say that it also becomes fertilizer. In other words, yes, even if it's only one of the causations, it is a problem. We have to be concerned for that, and that's why that's not okay. So next, this master begin with the words of Gemara. Like Vinabe Inayu. So the Gemara asks, why can't you bury it as it is? The master of Gemara comes out. It won't be evident that it's something forbidden. Vasa, it's going to be forbidden. And therefore, that's forbidden to do that. You have to burn it first. So it's just you can say, wait, Maishn Mekal Nekvarn. Why is it different than all those halachas that they have to be buried, the Choshperk Beis, the Tmura, the Flamagimon Beis, Shara Niskol, the ox that's stoned to death, the Eglar Rufa, the Capitated Cab, the Sarah Nazar, the Sherab Nazar, the Chol, the Kavar Ben Ayu, and all those things that they buried them as they are, Afbalay Be Kibri, even though it's not even in the cemetery, so how do you know over there? It should be forbidden to just bury them as it is also. Someone might take them and have enough from those things. Mishnah says, you can say, no, keep in shame, Derek Likvar, since those things are not normal to bury basar, meat, vasar, and hair. So, Mucha Milsa, that's obvious that it's those that are forbidden, therefore they're buried. Avachit, but wheat, inkvaras, mochachas, it's not obvious when they're buried. Maybe you could say, Inish Ganav, that someone stole it for cover and he buried it. Vaisach, and he brought it over here. Chin Derek Aten says, actually, the custom now is Likvar Bechiris to actually bury firstborn animals for that reason. Now, because again, we're not concerned without burning it. But you have to bury it a little bit deep into the ground. That you might have some type of creature come and dig after them, like a dog. Now, however, after it becomes earth, then you don't have to be concerned that they're going to come to take them to use as fertilizer. Because it's not the norm to dig after graves to try to get them to use as fertilizer. Next test must begin the wisdom of Yosef Perashvias. So what they did is that they borrowed from them the Shemitah produce from the poor in the seventh year. Part of the Mishmin said they paid them up in the eighth year. And they were concerned about that. Shabbat adds on the words Perash Rashi. Rashi explains. The concern that they were telling on them was Ishtakeach. It comes out that the paupers were eating in the eighth year. La'acha biru, after the time of when you have to get rid of it, Khalifa Perashvias, the exchange of the Shemitah produce. So it says, Tzarf Lafar, you have to explain. That she'isr haya, the problem was, mashahaya oichlam oisim cheske shalahem. That was the concern. That they were eating as if it was their own. The ilu b'ter shvi is, because the truth is, if they were eating in the halachic status of Shemitah produce, a filler peris asman, actually, even the Shemitah produce itself, yichon manil lechel, l'kulama, everyone agrees that the poor could eat it even after that, even in the eighth year. K'ditan b'tesefta, l'gun tesefta, higiyash asabir, when it comes time of liquidating, and yim oichlam achabir, the poor could eat after the time of. The beer. But Le'ah Shirim, just not the wealthy, that's the Rebbe Yehuda. He says actually, Echad Anim, Echad Ashirim, whether the poor or the wealthy, Oichem Achabir, they could eat after the time of when you have to get rid of it. Or, you know, another point you could say is, Ha'inim Ha'yoisim Hem Lugma. Actually, the problem was that the paupers they were using with this, what they were paid back in the eighth year, some type of like a medicinal treatment, a Ischeiro, or business with it, Therefore, that's why they were bothered on about the Eisim Shabbal Barmel Rabbi Yechanan that came and told Rabbi Yechanan what they were doing wrong. Which has continued next to his master beginning with Zigmara that he said, Yois is Hein Abdin, the house of the Rabbi Yechanan, they're actually doing okay with what they're doing. Why? Because the Kivan of Ahishaita Lahav Hanach Be'en, since at that moment the original is not around anymore, Lechalipanin, they're not considered court to court as the exchange. And therefore, Lechai like Kedusha Shviz, and therefore the sanctity of Shemitah does not take effect on them. And therefore, they can do whatever they want with it. Now, if he's according to this, Afil B'Shviz Atzma says, really, in Shemitah, in the seventh year itself, Hayichon Lefroya, they could also pay him back in Kvar Ochlu Per Shviz if they already ate the Shemitah produce. And it also won't have the Shemitah sanctity as Chalipin. Now, Behidamin Belulav Gazal, this Gemara says, and so get the Lamentism of the Melbaliyah, the May Esrig Belulav, that you have to absorb the value of the Esrig in the Lulav. Who then below have love? The truth is, you could do it without absorbing. If the Yama Oretz would have wanted to give credit as Sheikh Esrig until the Esrig's gone, and then Vlahoyikan Deme Shviz, and then it wouldn't have the Shemitah value, and then it would be okay to pay straight up. So it says as an option. And actually, Mekan Dikta Kadavar Bukhanan, Halacha Maisa. From here, Bukhanan infers Halacha in practice. Shem Yesh Biyad Yisrael Yain Nesach. If let's say a Jew has Yain Nesach, Wafid Azar, would draw Masurim and other things that are forbidden. Now he sells it to the non-Jew on credit. And then the non-Jew sells it to someone else. Until that the Jew gives him the money. But the money is permitted after the fact. Again, because it wasn't there at the time, like we said, at the exchange. Even if the prohibited item is still somewhere in the world. But at least it wasn't by him when they did it. Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak goes to adds on. The truth is, even if the non-Jew does not sell it, it's just that once he did Mashiach by himself, couldn't cheat Madam before the money was given, it's also considered as if it's not together. The Kamala, like we learned later on the Ayin Alf, Mid Alf, Mashiach is Ebekachavim, the drawing, the pulling, the taking of a non-Jew is kind of the Mashiach itself is a Kenyan. So it's like the case of Baal Leho. When someone had relations with the Zayinah, and then they gave her the gift, that's not a mutter, the asnan is permitted. It wasn't by her at the time of the actual biyah. Here also, the avidazar wasn't by him at the time of the paying of the money. Now, matam ribis, and what's with interest? That wasn't prohibited here in this story, because isn't the bayir biyanai, truth is, the house of the biyanai hoylem to be some. They actually had the grain in their house. And therefore, as the Gemara tells us about Mitzvah Vayinheim and Aleph, that when you have that same amount or at value, it's not a concern that when it's going to be paid back, it might go up in value, and therefore it's not a problem about riddus of forbidden interest. It's just not to begin with the Gemara. Rather, this is what the Brice is saying. If he gave her the gift, and then he had relations, it's not the mutter, the gift is going to be permitted. Period. In other words, they could go into Amala, where it's, for example, he told her, take the lamb right now, and at the time of cohabitation, then the gift is going to be finished. Part of the Gemara asks, but then at least let the prohibition about the gift work retroactive, from when he had given to her. And therefore it was at the same time. Amasik, the Gemara comes out. No, where she went and she brought as a carbon before the bia. What's the case talking about? Where he tells her, take the lamb from right now. And therefore she has the option of doing that. What not wording did he tell her? If he told her, acquire from right now, she did the muta. Obviously it's permitted all less than bia. It's not there at the time of bia. Avaloshin gisas farim, but says this is the wording of the text of the books. Matano hu diyavla, it's a gift that he gave her. Kashik tzas, a little bit difficult. Doloi matanohu, it's not a gift. Shadi amala, because he told her like she bolte ending metis. It's only going to be a gift finished at least as a gift when they have the biyak. British like we explained. But tamur nami in the besaram. Truth is, the gemara tamur daf chav tesman alf doesn't have these words. Navigasin la enough. We do have this gift in the farash kain. We have to explain kamoy matanahu, like a gift. Because since you already sacrificed it, so you see that he was willing to have her using that. In other words, now it's verified that it was a gift that she had after that it was subsequently sacrificed when he went and had beer with her.